Asking the right questions can fuel powerful conversations, especially when solving complex problems. One question that often gets praised is the simple, why? It's seen as a gateway to deeper understanding. But in leadership and professional settings, it doesn't always work the way we think it does. As children, we use why to explore the world with curiosity. But it's also the question we hear when something goes wrong, when we're expected to explain ourselves. As adults, especially in the workplace, that same question can feel less like curiosity and more like an accusation. This dual nature makes why risky. It can trigger defensiveness, reduce empathy, and derail productive dialogue. That's why effective leaders often turn to more thoughtful questions, ones that promote reflection rather than judgment. Michael Marquardt's book, Leading with Questions, offers great examples. What's a feasible alternative? Could you elaborate on your concerns? What are a couple of options for enhancement? These kinds of questions shift the focus from the person to the issue, and from blame to solutions. This is aligned with the idea from Getting to Yes by Roger Fisher and William Ury. Separate the people from the problem. Asking why often violates this principle, making people feel like they are the problem instead of contributors to a solution. Peter Drucker also provided a strong model with five core questions like, what is our mission and what are our results? These help teams think strategically without putting anyone on the defensive. Finally, great teams thrive on clarity. Questions like, where are we now? How did we get here? Where do we want to go? And how will we get there? Create alignment and momentum. When leaders prioritize understanding over interrogation, they create a culture of trust, innovation, and shared purpose, where everyone contributes, adapts, and grows together.